What's your first name?
Megan Ski. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take that out. It's Polish, though.
Yes, it's very Polish.
Are you from Chicago, Milwaukee, Cleveland?
No, actually, I'm from Oregon, but I most recently moved back from South Korea.
How did you like your experience in South Korea?
I loved it. I worked there for 5 years, and I helped out political campaigns there and ran a debate organization for youth and civic engagement.
Do you feel like you understand the Korean people better now?
I feel like I understand them better than I understand Americans at times now, but yes.
Did you learn some Korean?
I did.
Yeah. Say something.
안녕하세요.
Very nice.
Will you vote
this fall? Are you coming back to the States. You're coming back to the heat of the political season.
Yes, I will be voting this fall, though I'm not really sure.
You're not sure.
Well, I think it's interesting, especially what happened with Bernie yesterday or the day before, and his support for Hillary and joining the Democratic side for the better cause of defeating Donald Trump in the end. And I hope there will be a lot more communication, because I think this election is really pivotal in the sense that we had four major parties.
What are you going to vote, Jill Stein or something?
Jill Stein is quite an amazing candidate. Unfortunately, because we live in a system where the two-party system, it seems to be the only one that gets a vote. I would love to vote for Jill Stein, but there's just not going to be that much momentum behind her. But I would love to see more representation of other parties within the congressional floor, which is what I really care more about.
You're smart.
Yeah. Congress is really where we need to be paying most of our attention.
Yeah, we can't get people out for those midterms, can we?
Yeah, well, and I think it's because there's a lot more money that goes behind as far as the funding that goes to the presidential candidates, but the congressional floor is where we really need to be focusing our attention.
Talk about Trump a little bit.
I mean, I think that people have a huge misconception when they think about Trump. I think, like, first, his position on women obviously is not good, being a woman. And just different things that he said, I think, that radicalize people in the wrong way. And third, I would say that his financials are not in a good place, like where he came from and how he was established and his funding, and then now how funding has continued to the bankruptcy of his organizations, some of his platforms that he's done. Like, I really don't see the strength there. Honestly, just in organizational sense, have you ever seen his desk? That's the same desk.
Is he a slob?
Well, it's a disaster every time. That doesn't speak to me to somebody that's going to be clear to the organizational strategy of what we as America need to do moving forward to unify the nation and develop a clear strategy as we face a new technological era. And like,
are you going to get into politics someday?
I hope so at one point. Community engagement is something that is very important to me. I work for the New York City Urban Debate League.
You do?
We help with student engagement activism here and bringing debate to all public schools.
I loved the debate in high school. I was in a debate with the resolutions, but we had index cards back then. We didn't have computers.
This type that we do, we actually provide it to all Title I schools free of charge and provide tournaments on the weekends.
So good,
we can really open it up to anyone that is from all demographics. So everyone is represented within the debate region.
You're working with the kids. Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
You know, it's interesting, especially coming from South Korea and the focus that they have. They really focus more on their people and their people as their main resource of developing the nation. When I come to America, I see a lot of just like people don't know what to do, don't know how to vote, and are not democratically engaged enough. Because our media is completely owned and operated by corporations and everything, it's really hard to get a clear picture of what's going on in our world that isn't affected by General Electric, who also owns one of the media corporations. And, you know, it's a very critical time for our nation that we need some restructuring there.
You're well informed. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, where this show airs, in New York, in Oregon, across the world on WFMU?
Get involved and don't lose heart. Be optimistic. We can make a change if we continue to stay activated.
Pleasure talking to you. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
It was nice to meet you, Cliff.
Becker and Fagan of Steely Dan wrote this for Poco. This is Dallas from 75.
I lived in no holy house but the Grand Hotel. The back streets of this old town I know so well.
Glad to know you're out there.
And I drunk a no holy wine save muscatel.
Clay Pigeon with your Dusty
my
Show.
Friend, I got to go. You tell him.
so long. I gotta get back where I belong. I'm saying goodbye, bye, bye, Dallas. I can't stay, should have been at the palace yesterday. Bye, bye, Dallas. Got to go. I remember when they told us so.
Can you hear the Becker and Fagan in it? Steely Dan. Poco had a great steel player, Rusty Young. Hot summer day here in Jersey City. Hope you're enjoying your summer. What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat.
Do you have a candidate that you like with the election coming up this fall?
I've chosen a candidate, yes.
Should I guess?
Sure.
Hillary.
Good guess.
Why do you like Hillary?
Why do I like Hillary?
Yeah, just had a man tell me she's a big liar, she's dangerous, the Clintons have done nothing but lie all these years.
To be honest, some of that is true. However, we're in a predicament where it's the best of two evils we have to choose from.
And you're not down with Trump at all?
Absolutely not.
I want to ask you a little bit about Dallas when those police were shot. Did that set things back for the Black Lives Matter cause?
I don't think it set it back. I think it served as a distraction.
From?
From the Black Lives Matter cause.
I didn't mean to ambush you with that question. It just seemed really sensitive last week to even talk about it.
Yeah. You know, things have been increasingly getting hot. It's not just the two black men, but there's been numerous. I think that the perpetrator with the Texas situation...
And he was returning a veteran, too.
Right.
I think he had some of his own issues.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of his own issues. It's unfortunate that he turned that aggression towards the police. I'm not a person that thinks all police are bad. I think that individuals are bad, and some bad individuals hold positions of power.
Yeah, I would hope nobody celebrated those shootings.
Right, yeah. Right. It's unfortunate. I don't celebrate anybody's death, not even the guy that killed the cops.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Well, you have to be hopeful for the future. If you don't, what do you have to look forward to for future generations?
I know. We look around. It's just military everywhere now.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel safe, or does it bother you on some level? How do you feel about that?
I feel indifferent about it, actually.
It doesn't affect you one way or another.
No. I feel indifferent. I'm sure that for a lot of people, it makes them feel safe, the visual of it.
Yeah, and a lot of tourists here, and it's a dangerous spot.
You know, there's a lot of people passing through this station.
What brings you to Grand Central? Why are you here?
Oh, I'm waiting for someone who's getting off of the train.
Are you from New York City?
I am.
Yeah, from which borough?
I'm from Queens. I recently moved back to Queens.
Where did you venture out to?
I've basically lived in every borough in New York besides Staten Island.
And you're back.
And I'm back.
What's your message to everybody in New York City, in Jersey, where this show airs, and around the world on the internet on WFMU?
Keep your eyes open, know right from wrong, and be able to distinguish the two.
I've been a fan of our last president, President Obama. If you had just a moment of his time, what would you tell him?
I would thank him. He gets a lot of slack, but I think he's done a great job. Looking at the history of our past presidents in recent times, I think he's been one of the better presidents.
What are you listening to these days? What's the jam?
Oh, don't even get me started. I listen to a lot of music. I don't not want to point one out. Because,
I was going to play it.
Whatever you like.
All right, man.
All right.
Take it easy. Here's
Thanks.
My card. My show airs at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I hope you
okay.
can listen.
Thanks.
All right.
I have come here to make it as clear as possible as to why I am endorsing Hillary Clinton. And why she must become our next president.
This is early synth music from Beaver and Krause, 1970, the album In a Wild Sanctuary / Gardharva. This is Nine Moons in Alaska, Beaver and Krause. Glad you're listening, reading your comments on the AccU. Always love to hear what's on your mind. Trump is surging, Linda Lee said. It just seems like after that convention, it's so predictable, it's going to be a tie all the way to the end. Scott Williams says, they're playing us, Clay. They're playing us. I'm playing Beaver and Krause. He helped the monkeys go synthy. What's your first name?
Jack.
Jack, do you pay attention to politics? You intimated that you weren't that informed.
Marginally.
Is it because you just avoid it? It's unpleasant?
It's a common cartoon and a sad testament to the state of America facing the world.
Are we losing it here in America? Are we going downhill?
I think you have two actors acting their way to a power role.
I want one of them power roles, Dusty.
You don't need a power role.
Did you like Bernie?
Liked his ideals. Poor presentation.
Just a poor elocution, is that the word? We're so used to TV-ready candidates these days.
It's not just TV, it's a package. You have to deliver the message with substance and intent.
Is he too old?
Not necessarily. It's all about the ability. Michael Bloomberg has substance, consistency, and accountability to his own word.
There was talk about that months ago, but now it doesn't seem like that would happen. What about Paul Ryan or Kasich? Would you vote for either of those guys?
Kasich in principle, yes. Global communicator, not so much. Paul Ryan, a little too suspect of motive.
Does Trump still have a chance with you in the voting booth?
Personally, I'd like to move to Ireland or Canada and get away from both of them.
What's the best thing about Hillary?
It's not her clothes.
The pantsuits bother you?
No, actually, what bothers me most is she's a Clinton. The imprint of her standing by her man to Jane Pauley, I think, and the vast conspiracy of the right wing of Republicans has kind of stuck in my brain, because then shortly thereafter, the revelation comes forth, and I don't know, I just find that historically she just manipulates the answer she needs to accommodate the question being asked. Venn diagram, Venn diagram, Venn diagram.
What's your message of peace and love to your fellow Americans?
Look at people as you try and look at yourself. Realize they're walking their path and you're walking yours, and you just got to find where the Venn diagram overlaps and get along.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in. Thanks, Jack.
from ESPN.
San Antonio Spurs forward Tim Duncan announcing, of course, that he will retire after 19 seasons with the organization. Since drafting Duncan, the Spurs won 5 championships, posted a 7-10 winning percentage, the best 19-year stretch in NBA history. Duncan, of course, ranks 2nd in playoff wins, 1st in playoff double-doubles, 3rd in rebounds, and is one of 3 players to win 1,000 games in his career.
It's emotional seeing Tim Duncan retire, one of the greats. This is Beast featuring Austin Terrell from 2014. Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Started from the bottom, now I'm blowing up. Straight up out the bottle, I'll pour it up. Smelling like a pound when I'm pulling up. If it ain't loud, you can put it up. I'm from the town where it goes down. If you ain't know it, then I bet you know now. It ain't never been no love in my city. Just a chopper clip that's full enough to go round. Ball off a wrist work. Lose a couple thou on a missed turf. Nigga, I'm feeling like I'ma call mine and hit your first. Nigga won't water and it's nothing. P-Mac 21 shots, Tim Duncan. Fast break, pull him at his front door with it. Wait till he see what I'm clutching. Slow niggas gon' let it be. Selling dog food is my pedigree. Seen it all, did it all, live. So ain't a motherfucking thing you can tell a G. Don't cook, so it's all good. I got shooters that ain't never played on hardwood. And everything getting wiped out. Danny Green, yeah, I mean, lights out. Run. I'm popping dollars, ain't talking money, you ain't said nothing, nothing. In San Antonio, winning, balling like Tim Duncan. Don't cook, so it's all good. Bunch of shooters that ain't never played on hardwood. 10 mil for the lift off. Round the corner from the ball to get them bricks off. I'm popping dollars, ain't talking money, you ain't said nothing, nothing. In San Antonio, winning, balling like
Tim Duncan.
Don't cook, so it's all good.
Shaq called him Mr. Fundamental.
10 mil for the lift off. Round the corner from the ball to get the bricks off. Chris, talking full court. A nigga hollin' beat turn pool court. Got a G feeling like Rambo. Young gunslinger in the hand bone. Got bitch and she go hard. Out of town.
All the best ballers in the NBA.
Hard work, nigga,
on Twitter praising Tim Duncan.
I'm popping dollars, you ain't talking money, you ain't said nothing, nothing. In San Antonio, winning, balling like Tim Duncan. Don't cook, so it's all good. Bunch of shooters that ain't never played on hardwood. 10 mil for the lift off. Round the corner from the ball to get them bricks off. I'm popping dollars, you ain't talking money, you ain't said nothing, nothing. In San Antonio, winning, balling like Tim Duncan. Dope cook, so it's all good.
Jackie?
Yes.
I don't care.
Yes.
Jackie? I don't care.
Yes.
Jackie?
Jackie, do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit, yes.
Will you miss President Obama?
Yes.
I'm kind of sad that it's getting that near now. It just seems so cool now.
And I'm
Michelle.
A Democrat.
So I don't care what color the nominee is. I vote Democrat all the way.
Do you like Hillary?
I like Hillary.
Well, they've really painted her as a liar and you can't trust her and all of that. You don't feel that?
No, all politicians are liars. You know, being that we are not in the White House, we don't know what really goes on. We only know what they release.
What about Bernie? Did you like him at all?
No, I was always for Hillary.
You just know, you just you could turn the TV off and that.
I wasn't concerned at all.
What about Trump? Talk a little about him.
No, I'm not going to vote for Trump only because some of the things that he has said is just inappropriate. I don't care. If he was a Democrat, it might be different. But some of the things that he has said has just caused a lot of the issues that are going on right now.
Racial tension was thick last week with the killing of the police officers and the two young men. What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on it all around is a travesty.
Are things getting worse? What's happening out there?
They're getting worse.
People want to go backward now?
I feel like we're going backwards.
Is Trump stirring it up? Who's doing it?
I don't want to just say it's Trump, because we can't put it all on one person.
I don't think it's all Trump either.
No, I won't say that. I will say it's a combination of a lot of things that are going on that's causing us to go backwards.
Racism exists all around the world, but why is it so pervasive in the United States?
Now?
When Obama came in, I thought, oh, we've turned a corner. This is gonna, and then now here we are.
I don't know why. I don't know what's happening. But I know a lot of people are angry with President Obama. But I always say, we're not there, so we don't know.
Until you're behind the desk, as he said.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you optimistic about the future?
I am. You know, it has to be what we make it. I mean, I'm not going to let these racial tensions bring me down.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
I can't think of anything right now, but keep moving forward.
You care, you like people.
I love people. I'm all into community service. That's my stick. I'm all about...
What do you do
it? I mainly like to help the homeless because I think of it as a hand up instead of a hand out.
Boy, and you just... it wouldn't take long to get there either, would it?
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them here in Grand Central, so sometimes if we have meetings in the office and there's leftover food, I bring it here and
You're
just give it up.
You're a good person.
Look, if I was in need, I would want somebody to... I believe in God. I believe in you treat people how you want to be treated. That's it.
Here's my card.
All right.
Tomorrow night, I hope you can listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Take care.
These things are happening because there is no checks and balances in the justice system. A lot of our African-American men, women, and children are being executed by the police, and there are no consequences. So, in essence, I feel like it's becoming more and more repetitive. Every day, you hear of another black person being shot down, gunned down by the people that are supposed to protect us.
Heavy summer. Great summer in other ways. I bet you are having a good summer in some ways, too. The world's crazy. Summer's good. This is a band called Glass Hammer from the album Ode to Echo, 2014. Panegyric with John Davison on vocals in a little bit. His name ring a bell? He's the singer of Yes now, like the second one. After John Anderson. Oh, we need John back. This is nice, though. Glass Hammer. It's like the Tony K grind, not even Wakeman. Prognosis Prague on Dusty.
Your name's Al. How you doing today?
All right. How you doing?
Do you like politics?
Yeah.
You pay attention?
I try to, yeah.
Are you kind of addicted to them like I am?
Lately I've been, yeah.
Who do you watch? What do you watch?
Fox.
You're Republican.
Fox News, yeah. I tend to...
More of a conservative.
Yeah.
Do you like Trump? Will you vote for him?
I'd vote for him. I'm not thrilled, but I would vote for him. I don't like Hillary Clinton.
What is it about Hillary? We hear the same things over. You can't trust her. She lies.
Well, that... And also, just I'm concerned with the Supreme Court
because there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake, and that's my biggest concern because it would transform, I think, the whole country one way or the other
for the rest of our lifetimes, probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's at least one justice, and Clarence Thomas has said he might resign. And there are a few that are pretty old, so it could really, yeah, make a difference.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg made some Trump statements today. Was she out of line in doing that as a Supreme Court Justice?
I thought as a Supreme Court Justice she was. I know she's allowed her opinion, just like any other citizen, but I think as a justice you have to stay above the politics.
Last week, more racial tension than we've seen in a long time in the United States. The killing of the police officers in Dallas, the two young men are shot by the police officers. Does it worry you the direction we're headed?
Yeah, it seems like race relations are getting worse instead of better. I worry on both sides. I realize they're racist. I mean, I'm not going to pretend there's not racist. I think a lot of the original problem with the police are untrained, not trained well enough. Yeah, some were racist. I think some of those looked like they were just flat out, shoot you. But I also think that it's a very small minority compared to, and I hate to be a trumpet of Bill O'Reilly and the rest of them, but, black on black crime. Let's concentrate on the whole thing, not just, the police. I think 99.9% of the police do a fine job.
You probably agree with me, even though we're on different sides of the aisle. Things like global warming, things like guns, our opinions have been politicized, haven't they? Where we kind of have to agree with our side. And I would imagine you probably believe there's certain truths to conjecture about global warming.
I do think that we do need to pay attention to what we're doing. I don't think it's as, doomsday-ish as it's being made to be.
And what about guns? I don't know about these sophisticated, magazines.
I'm torn between that, too, because, you don't need 30 rounds to kill a deer. But for protection, I don't know. I don't like guns. I realize the Second Amendment and feel that, there should be some protections of it. I'm not sure about the magazine size because I think that in times two, you're being attacked, you have multiple people attacking you, and you've only got 10 rounds, and you have to keep reloading. I mean, how often does that happen?
I hope neither one of us is ever in that situation.
I pray that I never have to be in that
situation.
I know
you got to catch a train. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. Thanks for your time, sir. It's been nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Nice to
take care.
Today, all of us feel a sense of loss, but not equally. I'd like to conclude with the word of the families, the spouses, and especially the children of the fallen. Your loved one time with you was too short. They did not get a chance to properly say goodbye. But they went where duty called. They defended us, even to the end. They finished well. We will not forget what they did for us. Your loss is unfair. We cannot explain it. We can stand beside you and share your grief. And we can pray that God will comfort you with a hope deeper than sorrow and stronger than death. May God bless you.
I'm just sentimental. I did Jeep Del W out there, but he gave a nice speech to the officers and the families here in Dallas. So the president, this is a going back to 1979 on the Atlantic label. Gamma One, the name of the band. Solar Heat, the track. Gamma One. I didn't look it up. I think it's a Ronnie Montrose project, isn't it? I might be wrong. Glad you guys are with me checking the ACU. It's hot here in Jersey City. Full on summer, mid-July. Loving it. Loving you, loving life. Fabio's checking out. See ya, Fab. Yell goodbye to everyone. Yell it.
Bye.
He loves you. We were just talking about the cruise. Listen to Montrose. Just burning.
Sammy Hagar was in Montrose. This is Gamma One. Ronnie passed away not long ago. Never found true super stardom, but respected amongst his peers and those in the know, like you guys. First name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Does it annoy you or do you enjoy it?
I mean, I guess right now it's a little bit of a comedy going on. So
you don't like either of the major candidates?
I wouldn't 100% say I don't like either one of them. I think some of their rhetoric is ridiculous, so I guess that's probably what makes it interesting.
Have you liked President Obama?
For the most part, yes. For as much as everybody, you know, has an objection to all the good he did, I think there's good and bad with every president.
What do you think about Trump?
I think that's where the comedy comes in right now. I mean, he's ridiculous. He's a smart businessman, I would give him that, but I think some of it is a little bit too much, and I don't think he's qualified.
What is it that irritates you? What has he said?
I mean, the ego, I think, is a little bit too much.
Like, why do you think people are so keen to follow him? He's got a huge following.
He does. He definitely does. I mean, he clearly knows a lot of powerful people, a lot of smart people, and I think we'd be in trouble as a country if he ends up getting elected. I won't be voting for him, but... I think it's what the society we live in. We're definitely about drama, and he brings that.
What's up with the U.S.? Last week was a terrible racial tension.
Absolutely.
Is something wrong with the country?
I think there's a lot of denial. I mean, whether it's
what are we denying?
We're denying that there's a problem. That there's a problem where, I mean, we think some people want to recognize it, but our definition...
What is it?
That there's a race war. There's a war that continues. Some people have very dramatic feelings about it. Some people can focus in on there being specific segments in the country. I think it's just...
Does it surprise you, or did you know it was that bad? It was always out there.
I mean, I'm born and raised in New York. I think it's always been present.
I feel like I feel it less in New York than other places I've lived.
And the hostility, I think, is less in New York, but it's still... there, I think, just because there's so much, you know, you come here to escape it, I guess, from other places, but it's still there.
How is it manifested?
Ignorance, not being educated or informed, or actually socializing. Sometimes some people just have their opinion and they think it's theirs and only theirs, and sometimes it spirals into other things.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
Not very right now. Not very much right now. I think the next couple of months will be definitely trying for everybody.
Did you like Bernie?
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, that kind of came to a reality that it wasn't going to happen pretty quickly.
Is that your train? Here's my car.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Greetings. We are Anonymous. This is an open message to you. You've heard the expression, money makes the world go round. There's truth in that. Money is the prime motive for human labor in modern civilization. If you want food, shelter and clothing, you must have money, and unless you are part of the tiny minority who have more money than they could ever spend in their lifetime, then you must work, beg or steal for that money. That's why you get up in the morning to go to work even if you hate your job, and that's why the specter of unemployment is more terrifying for most people than the prospect of spending 50 years of their life performing menial tasks within the confines of a fluorescent lit cubicle.
Michael. What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Do you have a candidate you picked for this fall?
I have.
Could I ask who it is?
Hillary Clinton.
You like Hillary. What do you think about Trump? Is he dangerous? Is he a joke? A combination? What is it?
I don't think we have enough hours in the day to describe him.
Hillary gets, they call her dishonest. They say you can't trust her. Do you feel that way?
Well, I look at it this way. They've been attacking her for 30 years. You don't achieve that kind of prominent success without being perfectly clean.
You're saying she's still standing?
She is.
You think she'll make a good president if she gets the chance?
Well, let's put it this way. I do, and there is no doubt that she is the most qualified person. If you had a leak in your kitchen, would you call somebody who wasn't a plumber?
Who should she pick as a running mate? A lot of people want Elizabeth Warren.
That's easy. Elizabeth Warren.
Tim Kaine.
No.
The Castros.
807 to 826.
I have to go.
Oh, you did your trade.
Castro's a good possibility, but this guy, the Greek guy, is a possibility also.
The Greek guy.
Yes, Stavrio. He's the head of, I forgot, but okay. Yes, I'll keep walking with me.
Oh, okay. I'm actually with the train crowd here. It's really something else when they go for these trains, isn't it?
It is. Everybody wants to get home.
You got
to
get a good seat. What's your last word?
Hillary.
Here's Tull and the Mouse Police Never Sleep from Heavy Horses, 78 on Dusty.
With steel green eyes, swishing through the rye grass. With thoughts of mouse and apple pie, tail balancing above mouth. And the mouse please never sleep, lying in the cherry tree. Can't expect the warmth of purest steam and ancestry. Look how little berry folk.
Ian Anderson's great, isn't he? Such a talented man. Wow.
And the mouse please never sleep. Waiting by the cellar door. When the box turned crying. Sleeps the mouse.
What's your first name?
Monica.
Monica, you say you don't own a laptop, you don't watch TV, is that what you said?
I have a laptop, but I don't have a TV. For me, TV is a waste of time. The commercial, watching a movie, it's like 3 hours.
What do you do in place of watching TV? How do you fill all those hours? What could you possibly do?
I work in the garment industry.
You do? Are you a designer?
Technical designer. I work in New Jersey, so my commute is quite time-consuming.
Our station is in Jersey City, right across. You're in Mahwah.
Close to
Ramsey. I like Mahwah. That's nice. By Paramus there.
I don't know much about New Jersey.
Where are you from originally?
Czechoslovakia.
Do you ever get back home? I heard Prague's one of the prettiest places in the world.
I miss Prague.
What do you miss about Prague?
Charles Bridge, downtown, restaurants, people.
Is it just easier to make a living here?
When I left Czechoslovakia, it was still a communist country. That's why I keep calling it Czechoslovakia in 1989. Now, if you would ask me that question before I left, the answer would be yes, it's easier here. After the border opened, when communism died. And
who flooded into Czechoslovakia after those borders opened?
Chinese.
Really? The Asian population came in? The world's all connected now, isn't it?
It's global.
What do you think of Donald Trump? You got a funny thumbs down. You don't like him.
I don't see him as a mentor, leader. He's a bully.
What about Hillary? Do you like her?
I guess we don't have much options.
What do you like about the United States?
United States providing for me when I was looking for a home, my second home, away from home. It accepted me.
Is it still a great country? They tell us it's over here. We're on the way down.
Well, it's the great country as we make it. If we work hard, as we always do, and believe in ourselves, we can do pretty much anything. Look at the Chinese. I work in garment industry. To me, Asian people is, they didn't know nothing about designing. They only reuse them for factories, make cheap labor. Now, when they learn the job, they copy everything. Now they know how to do, and they, after copying everything from America and other states, now they are building.
Do you mean copy in a sense of intellectual property rights, the copyrights they violated?
Of course, of course. It's known.
What's your message of peace and love, even to Chinese people? The world's in such a crazy state. Your message of love to everybody around the world.
It's a tough question to answer. I think because I work in fashion, to me art is like an international language. Art, music, it's all common. Everybody understands it. Everybody can share those feelings.
Do you still know the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm rusty on that.
Well, I'll let you go. You've been nice to talk to me. I guess I gave you a card.
Yes.
My show's tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Childhood living. It's easy to do.
This is Susan Boyle.
Things that you wanted.
Wild horses.
Well, I bought them for you. Graceless lady. You know who I am. I can't let you just slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me
on that Simon Cowell show in England.
Now you've decided.
Little provincial woman comes out and nobody expects anything, and she opens her mouth and people are just crying. She sings so beautifully.
Oh, sweeping exit.
Cinderella story. Susan Boyle. Dusty.
Or off stage line.
Early yesterday morning, we experienced a horrible tragedy. A life was lost. That life belonged to 37-year-old Alton Sterling. The call came from someone who stated that a black male selling CDs and wearing a red sweatshirt threatened them with a gun. When officers arrived, Sterling was armed, and the altercation ensued that resulted in the loss of his life. Exactly what happened at this time is the reason we are here today. Both officers have been placed on administrative leave pending the investigation.
John.
What's your first name?
John.
John, you're willing to be interviewed here. Do you pay attention to politics?
Yes, quite a bit.
Do you enjoy it or you just worry about it?
I used to enjoy it, but now I don't so much enjoy it, but I definitely worry about it.
Who are you worried about, Hillary or Trump?
More Hillary than ever, extremely. Yeah. I think she's extremely dishonest. I think her and her husband have been in politics a long time. They've gotten away with a lot. The email scandal being the most recent thing, there's no reason in my mind why she and one like her should not be at least prosecuted or a misdemeanor.
Were you an Obama supporter?
No, I was not.
So you're pretty conservative down the line?
I'm an independent.
I've learned, though, that in the last 4 years, that can be code for Republican. And it's fine if you're Republican.
No, I'm really an independent. I always
voted
have been.
Either side.
I voted both on either side. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Will you vote for Trump this time?
Yes, and I have reservations about him as well. But I think he's the lesser of two evils.
You think a lot of it's just a bluster?
Yes.
The more inflammatory things he said.
I can handle that more than I can handle the dishonesty, and I wanted someone in there that I think is going to protect me, and that they are not going to let people run over us and through us in this country.
Did you respect Bernie, even though you might have...
I did respect Bernie. I thought Bernie was very sincere in what he campaigned on, and I thought he truly meant what he said, which I really appreciated.
Now, what if we got to Cleveland and they surprise us and they yank out Trump and stick in Paul Ryan and Kasich or something like that? Would you be for that?
Yeah, Kasich especially. Paul Ryan, not so much, but Kasich, yes.
Because he's a moderate.
Kasich's much more moderate. He's softer spoken. I think really what enabled Trump to be successful through the Republican primaries is that I think the country as a whole is very angry. They're very upset about how things have been run the last 8 years. They don't feel protected. They feel like nobody will tell them the truth. The Benghazi thing was a disaster. There was no YouTube video that caused that shooting.
Does it bother you when Trump almost seems to take a page from history to parallel with Germany and Hitler?
Yes.
We see Hitler always brought up with all the candidates. But when you scapegoat a race, it can be dangerous.
It can, but I think it's definitely warranted. I think especially in the Muslims. Like, there are billions of Muslims in this country. I don't see them rising up in massive denouncing what we have seen happen. If they did that, then I would be...
Make a difference to you?
Make a difference to me extremely.
Why don't you think they do it? Because I really don't believe most Muslims are...
I don't either.
Radical.
I don't know why. But and I did agree with Trump with him saying, until we can understand who is coming to this country and why they're coming, we should shut our borders down for a little bit to get our systems in place, then open them back up. For us to be so stupid about it, knowing that people are coming over here to kill us, is kind of just like you're admitting you want to die soon, if possible.
We agreed on something which was missing moderates in politics.
Yes.
I really miss that.
And I think the country overall is moderate. We're not...
I guess what I want you to do is extend a bit of an olive branch to Democrats just to say, hey, I don't think you're all nuts.
No, I don't think that they're all nuts. In fact, I like the blue dog Democrats is more who I align with. But you can't give everything for free in this country. You have to work for what you want. I do understand.
Who's not working?
Oh, there's a lot that's not working that get like paychecks, right? A lot that's not, and they should be. Because if you look at these Hispanics who come over here and bust their butt and do a great job. I would love to make them legal, and those that are capable of doing something and choose to do nothing, and yet as a government we give them welfare. You go to Mexico and see what it's like to come from that, and then maybe that'll motivate you to contribute to this country some way or another, as long as you can.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners from either side of the aisle, from all around the world? Just a hopeful message from your heart to your fellow man.
I think it's just to love this country, not forget what we're all about. We're not perfect, but to remember that there was a lot of bloodshed given the freedoms that we enjoy today. Just like this interview, you can interview me and nothing's going to happen, should not happen. But we will lose that if we don't get America back to where it should be in defending our values and love one another. Take out the hate. Love each other.
A radio handshake, man.
There you go. Thank you.
Here's my card. I hope you can listen. Tomorrow night at 6.
Okay.
From CNN.
I am the law and order candidate. Not only am I the law and order candidate, but I'm also the candidate of compassion. Believe it. The candidate of compassion. But you can't have true compassion without providing safety for the citizens of our country. Everyone will be protected equally and treated justly without prejudice. We will be tough. We will be smart. We will be fair. And we will protect all Americans.
Here's Jackal from 1992, Jesse Dupree and Company, The Lumberjack, on a dusty show from Georgia. What's your name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin? You just shook the cup. I gave you a little change there. But you're an optimistic fella.
I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate everything that people do for me.
I know it wasn't much.
But it adds up. Thank you, dear. God bless you.
Now, when we see people with the cup out, and it could be any of us, bad luck, it could happen to any of us.
It could happen to anybody, sir. I wasn't expecting to be like this, sir.
You're in a wheelchair. What happened?
I got shot 18 times, sir.
In New York City?
Yes, in the Bronx.
By the police? By gang warfare?
By a gang.
Yeah, how long ago, Benny?
In 91, sir.
91.
Yes.
It's getting to be quite a few years ago now.
Yes.
Yeah. And you never saw that coming?
No.
Was it your fault in a way?
No, it wasn't, because I was looking for somebody in my family. They didn't find them, so they took it out of me.
We see the gun violence that's happening all the time now. Police killing the young black men, then the police are killed in Dallas. What do you think of all this gun violence, Benny?
I think they're overdoing it, sir. I think they're abusing us. And they're abusing Spanish, black, white, all occasions, sir.
Why are they doing it? Why are they,
I don't really
why
know,
the
sir.
Racism?
You know, I think that they're taking the badge to another level, you understand? They're not protecting us.
It's getting worse?
Yes, sir.
Are you optimistic for the future?
Yes, sir.
Will you vote this fall, Benny?
Yes, I will.
Do you know who you want to vote for?
Yes.
Who is it?
Clinton.
You're going to vote for Hillary?
Hillary.
You like her?
Yes.
What do you like about the Clintons?
She talks straight up, and she's out there to help us.
And you like Bill Clinton, too?
Yes. I'm not trying to cut the show, but I got to make some money, sir, right?
What about Trump?
Trump, nah. He's out of control. He's no good.
Here, I'll add something in there, man.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, right?
Thanks, Benny.
Take care. Thank you.
Even as yesterday I spoke about our need to be concerned as all Americans about racial disparities in our criminal justice system, I also said yesterday that our police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the vast majority of them do their job in outstanding fashion. Today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices that they make for us. We also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic. And in the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities as well. As a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day.
This is Curtis Mayfield from 71. Curtis Live, check out your mind. Dusty.
Here's something that you never had. Slitting on an oily rag. The price is right up on the tag. I put in a brand new bag. This thing will let you be yourself and won't offend nobody else. Nothing like you ever saw, and it's not against the law. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Let me see you check it. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. People thinking they've been took.
What a great band, huh?
Just finding out they overlooked.
Recorded at the bitter end in New York.
They never found the missing link.
71.
Forgot they had a minor thing.
Curtis.
So why don't you check out your mind? It's been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Now let me see you check. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. Trust in me and I in you. No matter what you see me do.
Drummer.
I'm doing me for all I'm worth. None do me better on this earth. So why don't you,
check out your mind. Been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all.
Let's run in place just a bit. Run.
Let me see you check. Check out your mind.
Check it, baby. Check out your mind. Woo! Dance with me. The Freddy. Swim. Three finger. Master Henry Gibson on percussion. Woo! Summer. Another funky drummer.
Check it. Check out your man.
That's it for the Dusty Show, everybody. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks to, I think it was Dan Furman in Philly who sent me this beautiful Peace and Love plate. I got a political book too. I got to make a thanks list up for next week. I got people to thank here and I'm letting them slide. Emails falling through the cracks. Time passing us by. I'm trying to reel it all in and live it all, baby. So glad you're with me. Hardy's next. Miracle Nutrition. The TNP. Stay with us. We need you at FMU. I don't want it to end, man. Too much fun. You guys are the greatest. See you next week. Always.
They say if you want a healthy, lush lawn, then you should cut your grass high. And I find this to be true because my lawn is very lush and healthy, and the guy who cuts it is often very high. And you say, hey, what? First of all, ha ha, Hardy. Second, why don't you cut your own lawn? And, well, I gotta tell you, I don't really do drugs. And I have cut my lawn in the past, and this is what I find. I can't really handle it because I don't have a very good frustration level. I was mowing my lawn one time, and I got out the mower, my old handy old mower that I got from, I guess it was a hand-me-down or something from my grandfather. Said, this is the first mower ever that has a motor on it. I said, that's great, Grandpa. The motor doesn't run anything. It's just stuck on there. All right, that's beautiful, though. Vroom, vroom. It's still a real push mower, but at least I get that vroom, vroom sound. It wakes you up in the morning. Say, gosh, I know it's Sunday because I hear a leaf blower. That's how I know. I'm going to welcome the Sabbath with two strokes. Yeah, a two-stroke engine is a beautiful. It is the sound that the Lord loves. It wakes him up. Say, oh, I was sleeping the day away, says the Lord. But you woke me up, so I think I will smite a large area of the globe. Because, you put me off my sleep. I was having the mower out there one day, and I was trying to start it. And to start the mower, most mowers start with one of these gym exercises. It's called a lat row, single-arm lat rope pull row. I don't know why they do that. I guess a lot of people back in the day say, I'm mowing my lawn, but I want latissimus dorsi like a friggin' angel. I want wings like that. I want to look like, I don't know, Lee Haney. So I'm out there, I'm pulling on it, and you alternate arms and everything on it, and I can't get it going. Now, I don't understand. They've had the technology to start cars with a key for many, many years. But a mower, you still got to do this ripcord thing. And I really don't understand that. Well, you can't just press a button or something. But I don't know. We're not German. So I'm pulling this thing. Won't start. And I'm getting madder and madder. My goal is to have the mower start so I can mow the lawn. But just to point that out again. But see, what happens is you lose sight of that as you're going this job, and it's getting more and more frustrating and get more and more angry, and I'm pulling on it, and I'm pulling on the rope, and finally I get so angry that I turn into David, young David Banner, a young teenage David Banner. Not the Hulk, because I don't get that angry, but just a really frustrated young 14-year-old David Banner. I take that mower, and I pick it up to, like, oh, I don't know, waist level or higher, and I toss it into a tree. I smash it into a tree in rage. Now, here's an interesting thing. It did not make the mower work. You say, oh, that was the last resort. Good for you. But no. You see, I was trying to kill the mower. I wanted the mower to work and to mow the lawn. And yet, in my frustration and rage, I tried to kill the very thing that I was trying to use to do the thing. You go home and make it better, that parable. I feel like I didn't write the ending very well. I didn't really write it. I'm just telling you a story about it. I wish I wrote my life stories. That'd be great. I could tell that. I have relatives that do that. I can tell you, you've memorized this story that you're telling over and over again. I wonder if there's anything true in it. You know, we tell stories over and over again. We forget if there's anything true in it. The other day I was doing something. I use my glasses now. My eyes have become old. They say when your eyes are old, they get something called Presbyterianism. He said, I'm becoming more and more like, what am I, like Charlie Weaver or something, or what am I, Will Rogers. Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. I know it's called presbyoptia. I don't know why I felt the need to do that, make a Presbyterian joke. Oh, I got that in my bathroom. The big book of Presbyterian jokes. People used to require less of their humor, I think. It used to be drier, like wine. People need lots of sweet humor nowadays is more like Mogan David, where it used to be like a fine claret or something like that. I don't know. That's not true either. You're saying the Three Stooges? Three Stooges, what is that? That's just a beer with friends, I guess, comedy-wise. Oh, but I tell you, I was walking around with my glasses that I need because of my presbyoptia. My eyes have changed shape. They used to be perfectly round like an egg, and now they're oval like a racquetball. And I can't see, apparently, as my eyes change, and I can't read. So I found, you know, a few years ago, I started needing reading glasses. And the reading glasses would read for me, and then they'd tell me all about it. What'd you read? Oh, it's hard to sum up. They'd say stuff like that. It's funny, though. All right, well, thanks. I'd like some more details. I'm tired. I'll tell you later. So you got to get good reading glasses. So I found a really good pair that was a little more responsive to my needs. And so I love them. And they make me look like Churchill. See, how is that? Well, because they have this big sack of fat that hangs under your chin when you wear them. No, they're the same shape as Churchill's beautiful glasses. And Churchill's, remember Churchill's beautiful almond eyes because his mother was Filipino? No, you don't remember that. That's a different, I'd say I'm in all sorts of timelines, you know, and so I don't remember what reality. You see, time travel is interesting in that I'm not really ever in the same reality ever again. See, people think you go back and forth in time on the same in the same universe, and you don't. You actually jump universes. So it's all screwed up. So I go back in time. That's because things are all set already, right? So I have to jump to another universe. In that universe, who knows what things will look like? All the Doctor Who's are all messed up. They're all different. And one of them was Marty Feldman, which in the universe that I just came from. I love it. I know. But I tell you what, so the mystery of the glasses. So I had these glasses that made me look like, Amy Pond, really, if we're going the Doctor Who way. And I love them, and I they caused me to be able to read the computer screen. See all the funny things. What new meme has Richard Dawkins come up with? And so I need them. Now I'm dependent on them because I like to read. Oh, I like to read. Especially I like things in 10-point type or smaller. And so I really need my reading glasses, so-called. And I carry them around. But, you know, they're with me so much that they're just like, you know, something that we're used to, like a portable ear or something we're used to carrying around like that. That's not something we have. Tycho Brahe, who was a astronomer way, way back, before Neil deGrasse Tyson and what are some other astronomers? Kepler? No, but he might have been around there. Anyway, Tycho Brahe was missing his nose one day, so he decided to call up his nose, say, I love you. No, he was missing his nose, was gone. I think he lost it in a duel or something. I don't know what people used to duel with that you'd lose a nose. That's kind of a funny angle, unless you were turning away when the sword was coming by. I was just turning my head, and he got my tip of my nose. Normally, my ear would be gone. But he had no nose, and so he had an artificial nose made up and made of gold. I guess so it wouldn't be conspicuous. So, oh, that looks like your natural gold nose. Really? Is it the closest flesh-colored mineral? Is there another mineral that's, oh, your nose is beautiful. What is it? It's mica, opal. Is what it is. Oh, it's beautiful. It looks fleshy. It looks marble, so it's marmoreal and fleshy at the same time. Beautiful nose. But it wasn't. It was gold. And I guess if it's soft enough gold, it's malleable. Wouldn't that be fun? If you were Tycho Brahe with your gold nose, you're pinching it into all sorts of Lucille Ball, when she had that nose made of putty. Are you with me? Are you thinking back of how funny it was? I used to call my friend on the telephone. I'd be watching the like funny shows in the afternoon after school. So like, you'd see what Shep just did. And that's become like, I feel like that's my round. If I got tattoos, I would have that on my back or something. Did you see what Shep just did? Because, oh boy, that's been my whole life right there. So I'm carrying around my glasses the other day,